Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. He has called us to rejoice and to be glad in it. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. As we continue in our prophetic prayer call, rebuilding the altar of repentance on today. Amen. Actually closing this portion of a prayer out on this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Received a notice from my dear brother, Bishop Apostle Johnny Brooks. He and Demetria, his beautiful wife, are out of the country, and they are having a hard time connecting. So he wants to reschedule. So he will be on with me either July or August. And so I am just going to wrap us up today, and we will go into a time of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for those that have joined and those that will listen to the playback. I tell you, we are in such a season of heightened prayer. Amen. We are entering into almost the last half of 2025, and we are experiencing an urgency in our spirit that we must continue to be about the Father's business. Amen. As I had mentioned earlier, Apostle Johnny will not be on with us this morning. He and his wife are out of the country, and they're having a hard time connecting, so he will be on with me on next month, July or August. Amen. But thank God for you that have joined us. Praise God. And so I'm just going to close on rebuilding the altar of repentance. And I really want to emphasize or focus on the prophet John the Baptist. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We do know that he was a much surprise to his father and his mother, Elizabeth, Zacharias and Elizabeth. But it was beautiful how the Lord had prepared his father's heart. This is what his father had declared over him, John the Baptist, when he was born. He said, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. So the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his manifestation to Israel. It was during John's sovereign in the Judean wilderness that he received his prophetic call. Luke 3:2, the word of God came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness, and he began preaching a baptism of repentance and messianic hope as the forerunner of Jesus. John also gave testimony and began baptizing in water as a way to identify the Son of God. We see here in Isaiah 40, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I do believe that we are in a season or a time where the Lord is continuing to elevate our voice, that we must be one who cries out in the wilderness, in dark places, wherever the Lord is sending us. We must use our voice. We must declare what thus saith the Lord. We must prepare the people to be able to receive salvation. I know repentance and salvation and coming to Christ has sometimes looked like it has been put on the back burner, and we are preaching messages of prosperity. We are preaching messages of self-care and self-help and get yourself together and dealing with all the problems and issues that we face as individuals. And that's okay, because the Lord does want us to be whole. He does want us to be transformed, yet he wants us to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand, and we need to repent. Sinners still need to repent. And even the people of God, after we have received the grace, the salvation, because we are not perfect, because we may miss the mark, because we may misjudge the leading of the Lord, because we may have misunderstanding in our relationships, we still have to remain in a posture of forgiveness and repentance. John said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. The Holy Spirit and fire. And the Lord is releasing his fire, the fire of God. Hallelujah. And yes, we know that the Lord desires mercy beyond sacrifice, yet he's releasing a fire, not the same fire that the Apostle Paul spoke to Timothy about when he was telling him to fan into flame, when he was telling him to stir up the gifts. This is not that fire that John is referring to Jesus as bringing, as baptizing in. There is a fire, a refining fire that is coming to the people of God. There is a purging. There is a cleansing that can only come through a baptism of the fire of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please put your phone on mute on this morning. There's some background noise. Please check your phone to make sure that it is on mute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. John said about Jesus, his winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Jesus also bore witness to John the Baptist's prophetic authority. "But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Assuredly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not risen one greater than John the Baptist, but he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to receive it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And so we know that the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it. And as the last Old Testament prophet, John had the awesome responsibility of becoming the forerunner of the long-awaited Messiah. That was his mandate. That was his assignment. And I tell you, he did not deviate from that assignment. The Lord is wanting us to make sure we understand the mandate and the assignments that are upon our lives, that we do not deviate from them, that we remain steadfast and immovable, focused, that we continue to maintain our prophetic edge and our apostolic call and our intercessory prayer. God is still calling us to be those voices that he is looking for in these end times. I love John. He said, "The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who is preferred before me, for he was before me. I did not know him, but that he should be revealed to Israel. Therefore I came baptizing with water. And John bore witness, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God.'" Hallelujah. "And Jesus began preaching also repentance, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Jesus, when he heard those disputing and asking questions, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And then he even gave this commission, this mandate to the disciples. Luke 24, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things." The theme of repentance flows through the Gospels with John the Baptist and then Jesus, both urgently calling people to repent because the arrival of the kingdom of God was at hand. The focus of Jesus Christ's mission was to call sinners to repentance. Luke 5:32. His call of absolute surrender goes out to all people, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. Luke 13:5. Many chose this radical reorientation of their lives and demonstrated repentance through baptism and profound changes in lifestyle and relationships. Luke 3:8-14. In his farewell to the disciples, Jesus commanded that they take this message of repentance and faith to all the nations. My God. Repentance in the Bible involves a complete and irreversible change of mind, heart, and actions. Repentance recognizes that our sin is offensive to God and separates us from Him and each other. To repent means to make an about-face, heart-directed turn away from self to God, from the past to a future ruled by God's commands, acknowledging that the Lord reigns supreme over one's existence. And I love it. The Apostle Peter picks up in this message in the book of Acts, chapter 3. Yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, talking about the crucifixion of Christ, as did also your rulers. But those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Father, I do bless you and praise you and magnify you and lift you up, Lord God. For truly there is none like you in all the earth. You who are the creator and sustainer of life. You who are the possessor of heaven and earth. It is you, mighty God, in whom we live and move and have our very being. Father, thank you, Lord God, for forgiveness of sin, Lord. Thank you, Father, that because of the sacrifice, the shedding of blood, that we have remission of sin. Thank you, Father, for the shedding of the Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that we have forgiveness of sin. We have remission of sin. We are able to be cleansed of all unrighteousness. Father, thank you that we can come boldly to your throne of grace, obtaining grace and mercy in times of need. Thank you, Father, that we can be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we can put off the old man and put on the new man, that we can dismantle the old wine and receive the new wine, that we're not restricted by the old covenant, but that we have a new covenant in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father God, that we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace. Thank you for your grace, mighty God. Thank you for your faithfulness to your people, O God. Thank you, Father, that we can cast off old garments and we can receive new garments of praise, new garments of thanksgiving, new garments of authority and power. Thank you, Father God, that your word says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence and the violent are taking it by force. Thank you, Father, that it's through prayer and intercession, that it's through righteous living, that we're able to take it by force, that we're able to expand your kingdom, that we're able to call down heaven upon earth and see a manifestation of your glory. And so, Father, thank you, Lord God, for releasing the fire of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for not only causing us to stir up the gifts that are within us and not only causing us to fan into flame the presence of Holy Spirit, but, Father, that you will continue to refine us as you refine silver and gold, that you, Lord God, would burn away anything that would hinder us, that would cripple us, that would bind us, that would stop us from becoming all that you have ordained and predetermined and commissioned and assigned for us to be and to do. Thank you, Father, for burning away any thoughts that are not like you, burning away any emotional challenge that is not like you. Thank you, Father, for burning away any desire that is not pure and of you. Father, thank you, Lord God. As Job said, that when you try us, we will come forth as pure gold. So thank you, Father, for a repentant heart, Lord. Thank you for causing your people to humble themselves, to seek your face even the more, and to turn from our wicked ways, that we would hear from heaven as you will hear from heaven, and that we would forgive even as you forgive us, Lord God, and that we would receive healing even as you are releasing healing into the land. In Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I open up the line. Please pray. Amen. We have many that are with us on the line. Pray. If the Lord has placed something on your heart in reference to what was released on this morning, please release it to us today. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Come on, saints of God. Let's go. Come on, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, anointed people of God. Who's going to pray now?
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just are grateful this morning for that powerfully anointed release unto the atmosphere as we continue to rebuild the altars in our lives this week of Pentecost. Father, we thank you, Lord, for one who hears your voice and engages your timing in the earth, that truly the Spirit of the Lord, you are speaking the same thing, Father. Thank you, God, that for the insight to realize that there is a fresh outpouring. There is a fresh ignition. There is a fresh engagement. There is a fresh fire. There's a fresh infilling that you have prepared for your people, one that you know will be needed to sustain us. It is a sustaining fire that you have provided and given opportunity of, but you in your goodness and your mercy and your kindness wants to make sure that we are properly positioned for that which you have. So you have called us to the altar. For some of us, Father, our altars have been torn down. We have not sustained the proper positioning and altars in our heart that would be necessary to receive what you have for us, God, for others of us, Father God. Our altars are compromised. We have allowed things that are unclean. We have mixed the profane, tried to mix the profane with your holiness, and we've allowed mixture to come, oh God, to the altars of our hearts. So you have called us to repentance. You called us to turn from sin, turn from compromise, turn from indifference, turn from mediocrity. But you also called us to turn to you face to face, to turn and look in your face, to realign, to fix our eyes on you, to turn our passion towards you, to release our devotion to you, to prioritize, as was stated, the call, the mantle, the focus that is on each of our hearts, just as John the Baptist was called to carry the spirit of Elijah, turning the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children to the fathers, and making ready a people prepared for the Lord. The spirit of Elijah is in the earth, and we must now pick up the mantles to understand that those relationships represent covenant, and they represent blessings, and they represent security, and they represent legacy, so many things, Father, in the natural and the spirit that is between the father and the children, and that security, part of that security is securing us in you, securing us in eternal life, securing us in the path, securing us in that place where the enemy touches us not. Oh, Father, help us to understand when you bring messages like this, you are doing it out of your love for us, out of mercy for us, to make sure that we do not miss the mark. For there is a time coming when we will stand before you and we will give an account for everything that we have done. We will give an account for every idle word, your word says, even that we have spoken. And so, Father, we do turn and we do hear and we do align because we want to hear you say, well done. You said there will be many that will come before you in judgment and say, I did this and that. I brought people into the kingdom and I prophesied and I had revelation and I did all of these things. And you would still say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I know you not, but our heart is to hear you say, well done. So, Father, thank you for drawing us to the altar by Holy Spirit one more time. And, Father, let us continue to have the proper response unto you today, tomorrow, and all of our tomorrows, presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable service, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Hallelujah. God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
thank you in this hour, oh God, that you have given Apostle Don to come forth with the altars, Lord God, and to bring us into that which you call in alignment with thee, oh God, that there would be repentance in the land, Father, repentance of the heart, God, repentance that pierces into the subconscious mind, the things that keep repeating themselves in our mind, oh God, and we think we have given forgiveness and we think we have done the right thing, but then there's this conscious, this subconscious that Satan goes in with the legal right to keep bringing stuff back to our remembrance, and we fall prey of it by going back and forth, contemplating, vacillating over things that you have already forgiven us for, oh God. Father, let us not fall prey this day, Father. Let us come into true repentance of thee, oh God, and allow you to deliver, but not only deliver, but to bring the healing, that we would accept the healing, oh God, that you give us, God, after we have repented, after we have presented a contrite heart, after we have presented ourselves as a living sacrifice unto thee, oh God, turning away and not needing those things in our life anymore, serving Satan notice that he has no legal right here, because I have given this, turned it over to God, and I no longer need this in my life. God, I thank you for the refining fire, Lord Jesus, that was not only a one-time thing, but the refining fire is here with us. The Holy Spirit is here with us until the day of redemption, Lord God. Let us grab hold to the fact that the Holy Spirit guides us and leads us. The Holy Spirit is here to help us in a greater way than that which we have been standing on. A greater way than that which we have been standing on. A greater way than limiting the Holy Spirit. Putting him in a box. Separating him from the Holy Trinity. My God, help us, Lord, this day. Help us to have your understanding of the triune God that you have given us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you. That your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Why? Because we have him as Father. He gave himself as Son, came in the flesh, redeemed us. Now he's Holy Spirit. Never to leave us, never to forsake us. So let us turn. Go back where we belong. In the refining fire. To continue to be refined for the work of the Lord. For his kingdom. For his kingdom. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We are the conduit that he will use, the vessel that he will use to bring the kingdom into the earth. Into the earth. May we stand and be accounted for, that we belong to God, that we are sons of God. Our sons of God coming to do his bidding in the earth as Jesus did. Thank you, Holy Spirit. as you continue to be that counselor. The spirit of truth, the power in us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are always with us. But to draw near to thee, asking thy counsel in everything that we do, that we move not, that we speak not, unless we have brought it by thee. And it is the word of God that we will only speak. And it is that what God would have us to do that we would only do. Help us, Holy Spirit. Let us grab hold to him this day in the alignment of Pentecost. In that alignment is the greater blessing, the greater power, not the legalism, but the blessing and power in the alignment of God's timing, not of man, not of this earth, but of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you as you stir up a fire in us greater than it ever has been before in this hour, in this timing, in this moment. But that of thee, O God, we need to carry us through in what is taking place in the earth now. Glory to your name that you have kept us with your righteous righteousness. Seen and unseen, you have preserved us in the midst of every storm. Let us be that living sacrifice. Let us burn for the heart of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Father, we just do come before you, and Father, we repent, Lord God. I repent, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for fresh fire on the altar, Lord, of our hearts, Father. We thank you, Father, that the very covenant relationships that we see in your word, Father, were established by altars, Lord. Everything, Lord God, that establishes, Lord, a covenant relationship, Lord, establishes that relationship by an altar, at an altar. Lord, you created us, Lord, to establish altars, Lord, as an expression, Lord God, of our devotion and our worship. So, Father, even as, Lord, you are calling us, Lord, calling your church, Lord, your bride, your people, Lord God, to build the altar of repentance, Father. Lord God, you are calling us, Lord, to reestablish our covenant relationship with you. Oh, Father God, Father, break down every idol. Lord God, every altar, Lord, established to idols, Lord God, Lord, idols of the mind. Father, we know that Satan would seek to alter the mind of man, Lord God, so that man will not establish an altar to you, oh God. So, Father, we thank you. Oh, God, for the awakening and the shaking, oh, God. We thank you, Lord God, for, Lord, the Spirit of the Lord that will rest upon the church, that will rest upon our lives individually, Lord, as you have created us, oh, God, to be living stones, Lord, lively stones, Lord, Lord, to be, Lord, a part of that altar, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, that even, Lord, as we set ourselves, Lord God, before your face, Lord, oh God, in true repentance, Lord, that you, Lord God, will establish us as an altar, God. You will erect us as an altar, God. And we thank you, Father God, that, Lord, what good is an altar, God, without the wood, Lord God, and without the sacrifice. Father, we thank you, Lord God, God, that in this hour, God, we bring the elements, oh God, Lord God, that are necessary, God, for the reestablishment of the altar. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that as we present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our reasonable service, Lord, we say, Lord God, consume us with your fire. Forgive, Lord, us, the church, Lord God, for containing, Lord God, the movement and the freedom of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has a job to do. And you are a consuming fire. And we thank you and we ask for repentance, oh God, for, oh God, denying, Lord God, rejecting, Lord God, even aborting and abolishing the true fire of the living God from resting upon the church, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Father, for the awakening. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, that there is a newness, Lord God, and a freshness and a suddenness, Lord God, that is coming even, Lord God, despite of where we are, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that there will be nothing that will prohibit, Lord God, the outpouring, Lord God, of the fresh fire, Lord, of Pentecost, Lord God. Lord God, that is required, Father, for the birthing of the church, oh God. Lord God, for the strengthening of the church, Lord God, for the illumination of the church, God, that we would be the light, oh God, that we would be, Lord God, Hayanala, oh Shia, Lord God, that house, Lord God, that will draw, Lord God, by your divine power and your divine strength, Lord God, draw, Lord God, Lord, others to the very presence of the holy fire of God. God, to break shackles, oh God. Lord God, to consume, Lord God, every idol, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we repent, Lord God, for idleness. I-D-L-E-N-E-S-S, Lord God. Lord God, the idle mind, Lord God, is the devil's workshop. Father, we repent for that idleness, Lord God, which opens the gateway to idolatry. Father God, we thank you, Father God, Father, for turning our hearts, turning the mind, and we thank you, Holy Spirit, we say, come, come in your all-consuming fire, blaze, be ablaze, and pour out, come suddenly to your house, come suddenly to the church, come suddenly, even in this hour, even in this timeline, Lord, let June the 8th, Pentecost Sunday, June being the sixth month, Lord, representing humanity. Lord God, you created man on the sixth day. But Lord God, you declared a new beginning with the number eight. And God, we cry out. We cry out, Lord God, for there to be a mark of distinction, Lord, God, from every other altar that's already established and burning. Lord God, men, Lord God, have sought power and, Lord God, erected altars, Lord God. Even that too, Lord God, the spirit of Zeus and Lord God, to that spirit of death, the very altar of hell, Lord God, has been erected. But God, let there be an altar, Lord God, of your all-consuming fire. Lord God, we thank you for this hour, that the altar, Lord God, that is set, Lord God, ablaze by the fire of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, will be, Lord, a contention, and Lord God, will be a contest and a conquest like that, Lord God, of Elijah, Lord God, to the 850 prophets of Baal and of Jezebel, and even, Lord God, Athaliah. God, we thank you, God, that your all-consuming fire, Lord God, will settle the matter, and Lord God, will establish and ignite the church, Lord God, to to advance us, God, to where we need to be. As we, Lord God, hallelujah, prepare, Lord God, the way of the Lord. For your soon return. Oh, God, for your glory that's being released in this hour. Lord God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, thank you. Thank you so much, Lord God, for the illumination, Father, that comes from the fire, Lord God, as you burn, Father, and as you continue to show forth your glory, O God. Thank you, Father God, for causing us to bring those elements, Lord God, and the Holy Spirit will blow a fresh wind, and continue to cause the fire of God to be ablaze. Thank you, Lord God, that you are calling us to cast off a complacency and laziness and slothfulness, and that you're bringing a renewed strength to your people, oh God, that you are rebuilding and building altars that have been torn down, Father. And so thank you for the renewing of strength, Lord. Thank you for giving a new excitement about the things of God and what you're doing, Father God. Thank you for giving a new urgency, Father, that we would not be comfortable sitting still, Lord God, or always sitting, but that we would be in move and in step with you, Holy Spirit, as you continue, Father God, to create new paths for us, create new opportunities for us, that you are even releasing new territory, new lands, new nations, new languages. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for bringing a new stirring into us, Lord God. Continue to stir in us. Continue to breathe in us and on us, O God. Thank you, Father, that through the fire of God, through the illumination, you're opening blinded eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for opening blinded eyes. Thank you for giving clarity. More clarity, hallelujah, concerning the vision that you've given to your people, individual visions that you've given, Father, that you're bringing clarity, Lord God, that you're causing anything that was hidden or obscure to be plainly seen in the name of Jesus. Yes. Father, thank you, Lord God, that you have brought a new healing, a renewed healing to us, Father, that we won't go back and forth over things that you have already forgiven us of, Lord God, and then help us to walk in that, Father. Thank you that there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, that you're causing us to rise above mediocrity. You're causing us to rise above foolishness. You're causing us to rise above gossip and backbiting and slander and all those petty things that children become accustomed to. But you're calling us into a new maturity in you, Lord God. And thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for a fresh outpouring of your Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for a fresh infilling of your Spirit. Thank you, Father God, for helping us to be properly positioned, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for causing us to turn from any idols that intentionally or unintentionally we set up in our lives. Thank you, Father, for causing us to turn from those things and those people, and to turn to you, Lord God, that we will continue to realign ourselves with your will, with your word, and with your way. Hallelujah. Praise you, mighty God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for for pure worship, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the fire of the Holy Spirit burning, Lord God, even the more. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just love the way the Lord just continues to affirm and reaffirm his word. Amen. And we just bless the Lord for how he is truly speaking. And we thank the Lord that the spirit of Elijah is in the land and that signs, wonders, and miracles will follow. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. Praise God. Look forward to connecting with you again. Go in peace. Go in grace. Know that the Lord has already gone before you. Amen. And thank you for being with us on this morning. Thank you, apostles, for releasing on today. God bless you. And those that silently were releasing, amen. We thank the Lord for you. Amen. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.